What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. And just like yesterday, there's a pretty wild NFL story involving the Miami Dolphins. I guess they replaced Jonnu Smith. Replaced Jonnu Smith with a tight end. We'll tell you, you're not going to believe who it is. It's not Kyle Pitts.
I will
tell you that. You're not going to believe who it is. We'll get there in about 20 minutes. But at this time on Tuesdays, it might work. He used to be good. This time on Tuesdays, Mike Conti joins us to talk Hawks and Atlanta United. Mike, how are you?
What up,
Mike?
Hey, guys. So much for this being a quiet NBA free agency year, right?
Yeah,
nothing's going to happen. It's not a very good list. There won't be that much going on. This has been crazy first.
A lot going on.
What, 12 hours?
That's a lot going
15
on.
15 hours?
Yeah, and it's also fun to be one of the teams that's got a lot going
on.
Oh, yeah. You know, that makes it even better. We were just reacting to the Damian Lillard news that the Bucks are waiving him. They're using the stretch provision where they can stretch his remaining contract over 5 years. And now they're just suggesting, and this makes sense, just sit out for a year. Kind of play the field, recover, collect your money from Milwaukee.
Well, yeah, he's going to get paid. Like, and he's not going to play this year. He's out for the year.
Right.
So, yeah, sit and get paid. Don't rush into a decision and then have the landscape completely change next summer.
Because that's the thing. You could sign with a team today,
and
then a year from now, that team's completely different.
Absolutely.
So no need to do that.
The Chicago Bulls could go. In fact, the Bulls wouldn't really shock me if they put something in front of Lillard because they're so cheap. I mean, Lillard's going to get paid. You could probably get Lillard at below market value right now.
Right.
But does Dame want to do that and then wait to see maybe Chicago blow itself up at the end of this coming season? I don't think so. Who was it, Durant, who went to the Nets?
Yeah. Yes.
Knowing that he was going to sit out a year because he was coming off the Achilles.
Achilles
injury.
Happened in the finals.
Yeah.
Free agency.
But he knew the Kai and all them.
They were all,
there.
So yeah. Nets signed him to a signed him to a
max contract. Had to be a part of that package.
He had a huge part in it.
Yeah.
That's the reason why they all went there, because they all liked him.
Yes.
You know, and then they tried to sell it as a big three with DeAndre Jordan.
So great.
Not so much.
Meanwhile, still collecting paychecks in Denver, just being a vibes guy.
Unbelievable.
There's nothing wrong with just being likable and being easy to work with.
Udonis Haslem had a long, long
There's
career
nothing
as a vibes guy.
Wrong with being that guy. Yeah. All right, so the Hawks have done a lot from the last time that we talked to you. And I guess I wasn't here, but since the last time you were on the show, what was your favorite, like the thing that you think is most important that they accomplished over the last week?
I think the one thing that stands out to me, and I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it, it seems like there's been a little bit of a shift now in the paradigm of what the Hawks are looking for in the profile of a player, and it might be oriented a little more towards defense, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, look, Porzingis, I am excited about the possibility of Kristaps Porzingis playing 60-plus games for the Hawks this year. But I think that's only a possibility. If you look at his injury history, I don't know if that's anything that can be counted on. But if he does, you've brought in one of the better rim protectors in the league. Now you go out and you bring in N'Keal Alexander-Walker. Very, very good perimeter defender. you already have Dyson Daniels, a very, very good perimeter defender. Issa Newell, a good rim protector. I don't know how much Issa Newell's going to play in the NBA this year, but again, it feels like there's been a little more of a priority on finding guys who can play defense. And now I think all of a sudden the Hawks become a lot more difficult to play against because they've brought in some extra rim protection and they've got another wing defender to back up Dyson Daniels now. I think that's interesting. I think that's been a little bit of a shift in the paradigm. I still don't know if the Hawks have done everything they need to do yet.
Right.
To be, like, I've heard a lot of people say top four. Cool. I'm not, I don't know yet. I think we need to maybe see one more move. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be maybe a little more comfortable to go there because the Hawks got deeper by bringing in Luke Kennard. They got deeper by bringing in Nikhil Alexander-Walker. But they've lost Caris LeVert. They've lost George Niang. They've lost Clint Capella. So you have to look at the totality of this. And it just feels like the Hawks still have some more work to do if I'm going to be comfortable in saying, yep, that's a top four team in the East.
They have this, not quite there yet. This exception thing is still around, right?
They still have it. Okay. Yeah. They might even have two of them, for all I know. Because this I'm going to call him Naw, Nikhil Alexander-Walker.
Okay.
Because it's a sign and trade, I don't know if exemptions were used to make that happen. From what Caleb was saying this morning, and I'll go with Caleb because he's a lot more entrenched in this than I, it sounds like the Hawks still have a mid-level exemption to use. I don't know if they have any of their trade exemptions still left to use, but they might still have a mid-level exemption to use.
And so with that right there, like we were just talking, go get you a veteran scorer or a defender or somebody. He said, like, I like the DeMar DeRozan Andy said, somebody like that.
Oh, boy, could you get him to come off the bench?
Yeah.
No.
I'd ask him to.
Actually,
yeah, see what he thinks. Why not?
You can get him to come
off
the bench.
He's in Sacramento. Like, we're rescuing him, you know?
Sacramento's not awful.
How many times you been to Sacramento, Mike?
It's near wine country. It's temperate. Macy's downtown. Like, it's a nice arena. They fire off a laser beam when you win.
Oh, yes.
The team is not uncompetitive. I don't know. If you could get DeMar to come off the bench.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Then I'm really all in. I don't think the Hawks have settled that backup point guard thing yet.
That's my next
question. I don't think they've settled
you.
It okay. yet. I think they're very high on Kobe Bufkin.
Correct.
I really think they're high on Kobe Bufkin. But look, he's coming off a season-ending injury, and you still really don't have that much of a sample size of him in the NBA. Doing a dig on it last night, I didn't realize how good Vete Krejci's numbers were. I had no idea his numbers were as good as they were. But do you want to go into the season with Vete Krejci being your backup point guard?
No.
You don't. I don't want to go there. So they still need to find that backup point guard. This is, like, if you turn back the clock 3 or 4 years when Lou Williams was still viable, Lou Williams would have been, like, I'm sorry, a 2019 vintage Lou Williams would be a perfect addition for this team.
Exactly.
Who can come off the bench and run the offense and start, you know, 10 games if you need them and be on the floor at the end of games if you need them. I don't know if there is a free agent left out there that fits that role. One name I heard, I think from Dukes and Bell yesterday, is Dennis Schroeder.
Randy brought him up yesterday, too.
That actually...
I love it.
I mean, he's exactly
it
right.
It makes sense.
He's exactly the right player.
Yeah. Oh, boy, the chemistry, though.
I guess Kongwu wears his number, so he'd have to wear a different number. He'd have to switch from 17.
We'll figure that out. But
that poster that's on Steve's door.
Yeah, we have to uncross
Big
Dennis.
Boy Steve. It's from, like, the 2014 Hawks, and all the players have been crossed off. I was telling him the other day all the guys are out of the league, except for Al Horford, pretty much, and Schroeder.
Yeah.
But if they got him back, the poster lives.
The poster does. I think, like, John Jenkins and Devin Harris, like, we're unfortunately not going to be able to uncross them. But, yeah, I mean, Dennis, Dennis has worked the NBA rainbow. You've seen that. Like, he's worn every color in the NBA.
Him and KD, yeah.
KD now has completed the NBA rainbow. So, look, I'm not saying Dennis specifically, excuse me, but you're looking for a guy like a Dennis Schroeder who can come in, play without fear, be on the floor at the end of games, attack the basket, and get you 10, 12 points per game.
Yeah, that feels like the move that Anse Saleh makes. Like, saying we like Kobe Bufkin and want to see what we have in him kind of feels, and no offense to Landry Fields, I think he did some nice things, but that feels like last year's Hawks.
Yeah.
That feels like, oh, we're kind of going to see. Yeah. These guys don't seem like they're going to see. They seem like they want to address all the needs.
One other thing about a player like Dennis, by the way, let me go back to what I talked about, this change in paradigm. It just feels like the Hawks are putting more priority on defense. Not quite sure Dennis fits with that. At least from what I saw from Dennis when he played for the Atlanta Hawks. Now, maybe he's turned a new leaf and, you know, he wants to play defense now.
Team Germany Dennis is out there locking people up. You just need you need FIBA Dennis.
Yes, you do need FIBA Dennis. Yeah.
FIBA Dennis,
I don't
want to
wait for FIBA Dennis to appear. We'll see. But look, undoubtedly, the Hawks and the Rockets are the two teams that have won this last week in the NBA. Milwaukee, very shrewd with that Miles Turner, and really surprised a lot of people, and the Indiana Pacers.
When they told us, like, really?
Yeah. If you hold on to Giannis, I think Brooke Lopez went
Clippers.
So you hold on to Giannis. Miles Turner.
He's going to stay. He's upset about Lillard.
Oh, Giannis
he's upset
about that?
Lillard. Yes. Oh, yes, who reported that?
Excellent.
Crispy Hayes.
Excellent. Because keep this in mind.
Is that a verified account or is that?
I don't know. Abe said it was.
Okay. That is major.
That's
a huge development.
Delightful.
Yes.
Because for people that may not know, I know they made the trade with the Pelicans, but that's a preferred pick swap between the Pelicans and the Bucks. Whichever team has the worst draft pick next year.
I don't think the Bucks are going to be in the lottery.
If they don't have Giannis, they might be.
Yeah.
Miles Turner, he's a good player, but him and...
he ain't that good.
What's my boy named Kyle Kuzma?
Yeah, Kyle Kuzma. Yeah. Kyle Kuzma and Miles Turner are keeping you out of the lottery. Kuzma.
You know, the team no one's talking about still is Cleveland. Yeah. And they've done nothing, and that's probably the best thing they can do, is do nothing, because they have the best roster in the East. They got clipped in the playoffs because they ran into a hot team. But I look at teams like Cleveland and New York. I don't know what the Knicks are doing with coaching.
Traded Lonzo Ball for Isaac Okoro.
Okoro was not a factor for them. So they've added some depth.
I'm kidding.
But, you know, basically by standing pat, I think Cleveland and New York have really positioned themselves pretty nicely. And then maybe Orlando.
And Detroit.
Detroit's interesting. I don't know why more people have not talked about Detroit. Maybe they needed to win a playoff round to get a little more attention last year. I thought Detroit was...
They played good against the Knicks.
I thought they were the most improved team in the league last year.
Malik Beasley, Mike. I know there's all this other stuff. Would that be a fit here? Now, I don't like all the other stuff.
I don't think with the other stuff. I think he is unsignable right now.
Okay. Could
with
be
all
cheap,
that.
Though. Okay. Good thinking.
But
I understand.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough right now.
I
think, but you're right. I mean, if you're looking for something, you could do it with pennies on the dollar. But I don't think the Hawks need to be thinking that way.
Okay.
Like, they still have, again, if what Caleb reported is correct, and I believe him, they still have that mid-level exemption. They're still under the tax. They still have room to make moves here. And I don't think they need to be, like, bargain hunting. Although, I thought if the number reported on Luke Kennard is correct, that's a really good contract for the Hawks.
One year, $11 million.
I think that's outstanding for a player like Luke Kennard. So, and maybe that's what you're looking for, just one more of those types of guys.
What do you think depth chart-wise? Because I think we know the five, right?
I think right now it's Trey Daniels, Reza Shea, Jalen Johnson, and Porzingis, if healthy. That is your opening night starting lineup. I'm starting to hear a lot of chatter on this radio station about Reza Shea going to the bench.
No.
I just don't understand
what
that does.
No, not the way he played down the stretch.
No.
I want him starting.
Me too. I don't think you get better coming off the bench in the NBA. Mm-hmm. You might get better matchups, but I think Reza Shea's got to be in that starting lineup. So, again, Trey Daniels, Reza Shea, Jalen Johnson, and Porzingis. You hope they stay healthy. Quinn plays nine-man rotations on most nights. So, Alexander Walker, Kennard, Okongwu, And then your backup point guard. Is it Bufkin? Is it someone you sign? Is it Veen? And then, you know, as everything falls into place with injuries, then you go from there. I think Asa Newell probably looks at a lot of time in College Park this year, and that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely fine. Let him go down there and develop. You still have you have Veen, as I said. You have, I think, like Daquan Plowden and some of those guys that I don't know what Obi Toppin's brother, what that deal is right now, if he's still under contract or not. So you'll be able to I would imagine Asa Newell is probably a two-way player. Mm-hmm. You'll have your two-way guys, and then you'll go from there. But I think your starting five is set right now, and I feel really good about it. I feel like that's a very, very competitive starting group.
Yeah. Does Trey get his supermax? I mean, his max this summer?
Feels like it.
Feels like, okay.
Doesn't it?
That's like, what I think. Yeah. I think it feels like it.
You just don't play with it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to do it now.
Right.
Like, no sense in not doing it if that's the plan.
Right.
It sounds like Trey has been very, very active in recruitment. He was at Asa Newell's press conference on Friday. He's going to Dream Games. He's in town. He's making himself seen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Sounds like he's very happy about the Porzingis deal from what's been reported. So it feels like it's about to go down. His dad had a tweet last night, too. I don't know if you saw that.
Mm-mm, didn't.
A lot of emojis. A heart, a thankful, like the praying thing.
So that could be it.
A basketball.
I think he just really likes Luke Kennard.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or
what's his dad's name again?
Ray.
Ray, that's right.
Yeah.
Should have known.
So it was like, I love and am thankful for the NBA tweet. So maybe that's a good sign. Maybe something else is going on in his life. But to Andy's question, it feels.
Oh, wow. That's like only emojis.
Yeah, it's right.
Huh.
It's a good tweet.
It's like hieroglyphics. How are we supposed to know?
But, well, that's why it's a good tweet. It begs you to want more.
It's those eyes that are looking sideways.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
A basketball, a heart, praying hands, and then he added the NBA.
That's right. That could mean his son's about to get paid. It could mean a lot of other things. But it feels like.
We have to chew on that one.
Yeah. Feels good for Trey, though, I think.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. There was a big move in the NFL already today. We'll tell you what it was next on Sports Radio 92.9. The game this hour has been brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9. The game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.